Welcome to season 2 of WeTel Talks. WeTel is a community for developers and WeTel Talks is our live audio stream. This is a recorded episode from the live stream. We invite inspiring techies from all over the world to meet, host talks and discuss the latest in tech. My name is Charlotte Holman and I'm the founder of WeTel. In this talk, we meet Asin Akbari, who is the Director of Software and Platforms at Sound Industries. Sound Industries is a very cool company in Stockholm that has for a long time been known for the hardware like headphones and speakers. Now they have moved into software with digital platforms connected to the hardware. Asin has joined us today to talk about her passion, innovation in tech. So today with us, we have Asin Akbari, who is the Director of Software and Platforms at Sound Industries. We're going to talk today about innovation. Great to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here.
So let's start from the beginning. What is innovation to you? What does it mean?
Well, a good question. I mean, I think innovation means to kind of introduce something new or different that creates or adds value. And there are two types of innovation, I would say. One is when you explore and come up with brand new ideas, and other one is when you just combine two or more already existing ideas, or you modify and improve ideas that already exist. As a result, then you can kind of come up with new ways of doing things. So basically, introducing any new ideas, any new method, any new process, product, service, model, strategy can be considered as innovation.
Mm. And we were talking a bit earlier about, you know, it's easy, I'm thinking about me, for example, as a technical product manager, you have your, or also like founder of a company, you have a vision and you just say to your staff, for example, like, oh, let's build this, let's build that. Whereas, you're saying that it's important that everyone can innovate. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a leader, make sure that the people in the team are innovating things and not just you telling them what to do, basically?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it is important that we make sure that we have the culture of innovation, first of all, set in the company. To kind of develop the culture and the right environment first, I think it's important to make sure that we have the right mindset, so that everyone kind of from the high manager to team level need to have the mindset to value and support innovation. For example, at Sound Industries, what we have done is that we have defined strategy as one of our main innovation. We have defined innovation as one of our main strategies. So that means that the whole company kind of defines their tactics, their actions, and plans based on or influenced by innovation. And it is expected from everyone to kind of try to consider innovation in their day-to-day work kind of consider what they do every day, how they do it, and try to think how they can make an improvement for their team, for their company, and for our customers. No matter which department's from, no matter what kind of a level of experience they have, no matter what they do, but just we actively think about how can I make an improvement in what I do, or how can I kind of come up with a new idea. So basically, innovation is for everyone and not for only the teams that work with the high tech, but everyone, I would say.
What would you say is innovation? Because I just think about like something super cool, like I came up with the laptop or but innovation maybe can be smaller things also.
Exactly.
What do you think is innovations maybe that you have on at Sound Industries or other like types of innovations?
Exactly, as you say, I mean, innovation doesn't have to be very big or very, I would say, creative or new. It can be just kind of, as I was trying to explain earlier, about just like coming up with a new way of doing something, or combining two ideas in and coming up with a new idea, or just making an improvement. So what we have done at Sound, I would say, that can be considered as an innovative activity is that, as I said, we try to be very like, we try to be kind of consider innovation in all our work process every day. And for example, we have sustainability as a kind of a main focus for us. And what we have done is that this interest in sustainability has really helped us to kind of think outside of the box, or even think what are the possibilities out there that we could use and kind of come up with new ways to provide our products which support which are sustainable and kind of supports the sustainability vision that we have. So in a way, we have been able to be quite innovative when it comes to sustainability, and I'm proud to say that today we actually have products that for example, we have like products that are using recycled plastics in them. And in order to kind of achieve this, we have been, I would say, innovative in finding ways to do so. Also, another, I would say, way, in another way, we have been innovative by kind of trying to provide our products, because we work with software and hardware together. And I think for me, this combination in itself is a kind of a great opportunity, because you don't always get a chance to work with both software and hardware together, and integrating the software and hardware and trying to come up the best kind of best possible way, you really need to be innovative. And we have been able to do that. So we have been able to kind of find ways to adjust our way of working, to have our software and hardware teams working very closely together so that they can kind of talk to each other better and look at what are the opportunities, the requirements, the limitations on each side, and try to find ways that could kind of suit both the software and the hardware, so we can have our products out there. We have these new technologies that we kind of look into and see, okay, how can we use these technologies and provide kind of, or define use cases for our customers so that they can be benefit from. And then we have to see how we can integrate those technologies with the hardware in order to provide those opportunities for our customers. So then we have to kind of really think and be creative and find ways to kind of make this work and make kind of an improvement to the user experience for our customers.
And if I want to start by making my team innovative, do you have like a 3 good steps or something like that?
I would say, first of all, I would need to kind of say we need to have people with the right mindset, meaning that we should believe that anyone can be creative and innovative. So we should have people that, we should motivate that idea and inspire them and kind of give them the perspective that everyone can be creative and innovative. Then we should ask them to, we should ask the team to consider what they do every day and think about how things can be improved. And then I'm sure, like, if any of us kind of think of how we do, how we work and how we do our work every day, we kind of can think of that there has been tons of times that we have had ideas or suggestions of how we can kind of make an improvement or make a change or maybe even a new idea. But the key point is that we have to ask the team, we have to ask ourselves to make sure to write them down right away, because usually we don't really, we might not really care or value the ideas that come to our mind or the suggestions that we might have, and we might just forget about them later on. But making sure to write them down and kind of creating a possibility to look at them later on and even maybe discussing them with another person will really help to kind of build up on the idea, and then at some point you kind of see that you have kind of come up with a new idea or a new way of doing things, and you would be surprised how many innovative ideas can come out of this practice. Mm-hmm. I actually had tried this method in my previous job, and there were like number of people who started filing their patent applications by just practicing this. But also I want to emphasize that not all ideas need to end up as a patent to be considered innovative. As long as there's an idea that brings value or makes improvement, that can be considered innovation. Also, when you talk to the teams, one of the main complaints that they have is that they're usually very kind of occupied with their day-to-day work and kind of their responsibility description, let's say, or what the project expects from them, so they don't have time to really kind of be innovative. So as a leader or manager of the team, we need to really make sure that we make that time for them, we prioritize these activities for them, so
they have like an innovation meeting.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we kind of really plan for not only to try to think every day what you do and how you can improve it, but also dedicate a day to kind of thinking about how I can be innovative, how like we as a team can be or as a company can be innovative, and discuss different topics. So like having the right mindset, believing in yourself, writing down your ideas, making time for it and prioritizing it. I think these are some factors that really helps a team to be more active in innovation.
Mm-hmm. But and how do you, because if you have tons of ideas, how do you decide like, okay, this is actually a good idea and this maybe not be the best to do right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. As I said, I mean, I think all of us should have a list of ideas. We should create a list of ideas, and it could be a very good one, and it could be not a good one. But just list them all, and then start talking with a peer or someone. So when you start discussing the idea, it kind of finds its way, or it kind of shows if the idea is good or if it's not valid. And then you could, if you kind of after talking with one or more colleague, you could then kind of get a feeling if this is an idea that you need to invest more on or not. And if that is a good idea that you feel like it needs to be kind of built upon, then we need to kind of bring it up on a higher level and involve more people, because when we have people, like combination of people with different backgrounds, with different areas of expertise, and if they sit together and discuss, then you can really kind of generate a good idea out of it, and it could be a very innovative, creative one. So,
but can it be that, for example, I mean, people always care about the stuff that they want. I know sales team, they always want more sales,
yes.
Which is amazing,
yes.
But they really push, you know, with the stuff that like, oh, the customer want this, let's just build this straight away. Whereas like the developers, they maybe want the code to be great. So they have ideas about that. Do you think that it can be that people have great ideas, but it's maybe sometimes, what my question is, but that is usually about their own sort of work, and how do you do so they come up with ideas that benefits the whole company, type of thing.
Exactly. I mean, and it's natural that you come up with an idea which kind of it starts or initiates within your own field of expertise, and that's how it is. But then when you sit in a room with different people and different competences and try to kind of develop that idea, and as you said, it could be from sales or from brand, it could be from design, and it could be from, I don't know, hardware, software, all sitting in one room. And then when they kind of bring up their view, and you bring your view into and you put it on the table, that is when that really kind of happens as an innovation for the whole company, because you're taking everyone's perspective and you're trying to come or kind of find a common ground and find a way that kind of suits everyone. And this needs to be, when it kind of reaches this point, so we need to have some kind of a plan day for it. For example, last month we had like an innovation day that we kind of invited from different departments to sit and discuss a specific topic. And kind of after the meeting, we kind of found or come to an agreement on an idea that we think kind of benefits the whole company, because we gather all the different inputs and find a way that kind of makes improvements for our product and the whole company. And today, again this month, as we are speaking, we have this day we call Hack Day. So the same thing is happening. We have different groups of people. I think it's about 30 people now attending this event, joining four different groups, discussing kind of different ideas from different departments, from different perspectives. And I think when you have combination of people from different backgrounds, from different competence area, that is when kind of really innovation happens. And of course, during the day, you need to have some kind of a structure, some kind of method or tools to use to be able to kind of get out those innovative ideas and kind of sum up into one or two or more good innovation idea that can help the company.
And how do you measure like how innovative you are, and did it actually bring value to the company? Do you have any like ways to measure your innovation and what it led to?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, first of all, we could say one way to measure it is like that we see it adds value and it kind of is, it's according to our customer, or our customer shows interest or more interest. We were actually looking at our figures beginning of the year regarding what type of like, regarding the number of, for example, headphones that we have sold and so on. And we kind of realized that the ones that are, that we say are software enabled, so we, the ones that have more software present in them, in the headphone, and it could be the app, it could be the firmware, the software that is in used in the headphone. We kind of realized that the number that we are like selling are quite higher and has increased when it comes to those headphones that are software enabled, let's say. So that is an indication of the solutions that we have come up with, that we call it like innovative solutions, because it has made improvement, it has made value, has been kind of also appreciated by the customers, because they're like buying it more and more, they have shown interest. So one way for us to kind of see how our innovative ideas paid out is kind of to look how our customers accept our products and kind of like them and have interest in them. So that is one way for us to know. And also being able to keep up with the market and keep up with customer expectations in another way for us to kind of is there kind of an indication that being innovative has been paying off? Because we don't want innovate. I mean, being we need to be innovative to keep up with the market. Nowadays, every day we have a new technology that is out there, and we need to be able to kind of utilize that technology and be able to use that for our benefit, for our customer benefits, and we need to be innovative for that. And in being on the right track and being not falling behind the market and on the train and even being ahead, now we are like looking into the technologies that will be out in future. So we're already preparing and coming up with ideas how to use them, so that not only we are keeping up with the market, but we are like one step ahead. Mm-hmm. So that is the value that innovation brings for us, and how we kind of measure ourselves to kind of make sure, are we ahead of the market? Are we ahead? Are we making our customers satisfied? How does our sales number should come up and show?
Yeah, and the sound industry seems like an innovative company. I just by looking at what you guys are doing, but maybe for other companies that are a bit more, you know, old school, maybe they can't change so fast. Mm. I mean, I know many companies that they say like banks or you know, they just can't change. But how can you start innovation in these kind of like super corporate places where things have to be a certain way and they're used to doing things in a certain way? Mm. Is there like a way to start in such a company, you think?
I think, as I mentioned before, I think mindset is very important. So if a company wants to move towards being more innovative, as a very first step, they need to work with setting the right mindset in the whole, for the whole company. And meaning that we have everyone from the high managers down to team levels being kind of being in the right mindset of that we need to be innovative. I need to play a part in this, and so on. So mindset, I would say, is the first thing. Then the second thing, or what we did as Zound, was that we as I mentioned before, we have strategies, or one of our main strategies is innovation. So defining that on a top level for the whole company, that innovation is a strategy, will really kind of help to direct where we are heading as a team, as a department, and kind of will give a vision and a direction for everyone that's where they need to kind of go. So having the mindset, defining the right strategies, I would say, is main key. And also, I think we need to have our leaders be also educated regarding this. Like, we need to make sure that first our leaders have the right mindset or the right understanding how they can support innovation in a team, in a company, so that they can kind of set up the right environment, provide the right tools, provide the resource needed, the budget needed, plan for it, you know, have the right tools in place, and basically be able to guide the team and to kind of move towards innovation. So I think that could be another step that every company needs to kind of think of when they want to move towards being more innovative. And then when all of this is in place, what, for example, we do at Zound is that we have these programs we call discovery programs, where we invite people, we have people who gather and sit again from different departments, and they kind of discuss ideas and then or concepts around the product from different groups, and then a lot of good ideas comes out of that, and then we kind of sit and discuss how to prioritize these ideas, which ones are doable right now, we can create a project around, and so on. So planning and making time and prioritizing is the next steps, I would say, to be able to kind of have a more innovative company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great, I have to set up the innovation meeting after this. Very cool. So just like a few last questions. Mm-hmm. If I'm a developer mm-hmm. that want to start with sound industries, what can I expect and how much can I innovate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question. I think what is good about sound industries and how we work is that we are open to, as I said, we have it as our strategies. We are really trying and making effort to be innovative as much as possible. Now in software team, we have 1 day per month dedicated to innovation. So that I ask everyone in the team to kind of free up your schedule today, like that day of the month, we're going to kind of focus on innovation. And that we kind of, I try to kind of create a room and an environment where everyone can speak up, they can kind of share their opinion, we can kind of discuss ideas together and find ways to improve, for example. And for a new developer, I think that could be a great environment because, first of all, we don't bound people to their box of their responsibility list. So if someone kind of shows interest or potential to do more or work in different areas, they're open to do so. If they have ideas or suggestions that are innovative or even good suggestions or things or way of doing things that we can make improvements, their voice can be heard quite well, I would say. I'm really open to receiving suggestions and input, and I think that's the culture of sound. And we are very open to kind of listen to new ideas or suggestions. So I think a new developer will find sound a very nice and dynamic, fun environment to work, where their voice will be heard and there will be actions taken on their suggestions. And everyone is really thinking about how we can make improvements, how we can be better and so on. So I would say it's quite a nice environment from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And we are kind of trying to kind of build competence when it comes to app development, like a competence within app development. So there is a lot that can be done in this field, and the developers can be part of kind of defining it and kind of making it like an improvement or being part of setting up the structure and way of working and so on, so they can influence it
mm-hmm.
In the way they think it's best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like a fun company to work for. And those are my questions. Great to have you here. Learned much about innovation. And wish you good luck with your job and all the fun things that you're doing there.
Thank you very much. It was really nice to be here.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. WeTel Talks is created by WeTel, a coding community with thousands of developers. In our app, you can find your next career opportunity or join tech conversations. See you next time.